Recorded Books presents No Mark Upon Her by Deborah Crombie, narrated by Jenny Sterlin and directed by Kathleen Gormley.
Chapter 1. The art of sculling is like any other art. It is perfected only with constant practice, so that each movement is graceful and is done correctly without thinking about it. George Pocock, Notes on the Sculling Stroke as Performed by Professional Scullers on the Thames River, England. A glance at the sky made her swear aloud. It was later than she'd thought, darker than she'd realized. Since the clocks had moved back, night seemed to fall like a bludgeon, and there was a heavy wall of cloud moving in from the west, presaging a storm. Heart thumping, she moved across the cottage's shadowy garden and through the gate that led out onto the Thames path. Tendrils of mist were beginning to rise from the water. The river had a particular smell in the evenings, damp and alive and somehow primeval. The gunmetal surface of the water looked placid as a pond, but she knew that for an illusion. The current, swift here as the river made its way towards the roar of the weir below Hambledon Mill, was a treacherous trap for the unwary or the overconfident. Breaking into a jog, Becca turned upriver towards Henley and saw that Henley Bridge was already lit. Her time was running out. "Bugger," she whispered, and pumped up her pace. She was sweating by the time she reached Leander, the most renowned of rowing clubs, tucked into the Remenham side of Henley Bridge. Lights had begun to come on in the dining room upstairs, but the yard was twilight and empty.